Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. We get some bonus content today on the program. We say congratulations to a Wesmer graduate, Mr. Brad Dixon, picked up his 100th victory last night. Coach, awesome. That's a great kind of milestone, and that means you've been coaching for a while. That means you've had some good kids, but let's be honest, the dude's a good coach, too. So just kind of your reaction to reaching that milestone.
Yeah, I mean, never would I have thought when I moved down to Camp Point here in 07 that I was going to be here this long, being a first-year teacher back then and my first job. But it's been a great place. I've been fortunate enough to have two of my assistants that have been here for all 100 of those wins. And I think it says more about that than anything that three of us have been together for this long. And then we've had some other great assistants that have taken other jobs or things over the years that we've had for 3 or 4 years at a time. We've had some former players come back and help us coach. So I've had some really, really good coaches and obviously some really good kids, and the community has bought into football. And, you know, we had a packed house last night for, you know, our home opener against, you know, a team that, has been down a little bit. So, I mean, that says a lot that our fans show up, for everything that we have down here.
All right. So we were talking off the air. So you started as an assistant at, Wesmer back in 2003, an assistant at Camp Point Central 2007, head coach 2011. And I tell a lot of people in my conversations I have with you about like career development. I can't remember how many years ago, but I was talking to you about something and I said, well, what would, you know, I think it may have been like 2018 or 2019. I was talking to you and I said, what would Brad Dixon of 2019 tell Brad Dixon of 2003 when he was an assistant coach? And do you remember what your answer was? You said Brad Dixon of 2018 would fire Brad Dixon of 2003. Yeah. So that's, you know, when you, I guess, long story short, if you are speaking to a young coach, and I will always say, well, you're a young coach, but when you've been doing it now for 20 years, you're not a young coach anymore. I guess the one thing that is an important message to young coaches is there's development in this profession. So you have to really focus on career / professional development, right? And grow as a coach. It doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was all about practice and, you know, weightlifting and trying to run the kids into the ground and toughen them up. And, you know, that was just kind of how I was brought up. And that was kind of how we did it for a long, long time and really didn't care about how kids felt when they went into a Friday night game or their recovery or really even how fast they were. It was just all about the grind, the grind, the grind. And then, you know, we weren't being as successful as we could be late in the season and in the playoffs. And then we kind of made a switch full circle to, you know, focusing a lot more on speed, you know, still lifting weights, but doing it and so to get faster. And then focusing on their recovery and practice and only wearing pads, full pads one day a week. And then really trying to do as many different things off the field as we could to generate numbers. I mean, football is a numbers game. And at a small school, we've been able to stay right around 50 kids, with an enrollment of around 230 for the last 11 years. And some years it's 55, some years it's 47, but we've kind of been in that number. So it's really helped us kind of stay the course. And, you know, in the past, I'd have been just, well, you know, this kid will come out if he wants to, if not, and really not, I mean, not that I didn't care, but if a kid quit because of how tough it was kind of like, well, they're just not tough enough. Well, you know, football is not a 48-minute solid game like we used to practice that way. It is done in chunks of 6 seconds, and trying to get kids to understand that and train them the right way so we can go out and play fast and make sure they can recover has been the biggest change we've had over years. And it's really helped us develop these kids into good football players.
All right. But you know, I'm thinking too about the other part of development, just from a more personal side, right? If you're single, you know, out of college, you can devote every second of every day to football, right? But here's a guy, when you talk about, development personally too. So, you get married, right? You have 3 kids now. So that there's development aspect to that too, in terms of time management and commitment and all of that stuff. So, I mean, there's other adjustments you have to make along the way too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we try to be walking off the practice field at 5 p.m. So that I can get my kids. We don't practice our varsity guys on Saturdays. We do all of our work on the weekends, coaches, so we don't meet as a staff. We do everything online and through Google Drive and through text. And, you know, with Huddle, it's just made things super easy. We don't have to drive and exchange film. And so we've really tried to, and I think that's part of the reason I've had some assistants last as long as they have, because they also have kids, is that we try to find the minimum amount. And I know sometimes that sounds bad, but, you know, I guess the most effective amount of time that we need, and we don't just show up on a Sunday and spend 4 hours wasting time. And we try to spend as much time together as a family. And then, you know, connectedly as a football family, wives getting together and coaches getting together and total families and, you know, going on certain trips or even certain vacations and things like that. Just trying to really bring everyone along, bringing kids to practice, you know, all those types of things that, like you said, when you're 23 years old or 24, you don't have to worry about that. It's all football, but, you know, that's only a part of it. And then, you know, also on the kids, getting them also off the football field and not thinking that football is a 12-month deal. And I know some people would disagree, but we try to do as minimal amount of football in the summer as we need to, so that when August rolls around, football is exciting. It's not something that they've been doing for 25 contact days. I think we use around 9 to 11 throughout each summer, just so that kids are refreshed, coaches are fresh, and we're ready to get rolling once August comes around.
All right. Well, I wanted to celebrate you, Coach Brad Dixon. You know, many people in this area of the state are still so very proud of you. So we wanted to get you on the air, and that includes us people here at the radio station. So keep it up, and 200 wins. We'll be here before you know it. Awesome job, man.
All right. I appreciate it. And I appreciate all the coverage over the years and what you guys continue to do there, because that's pretty special for the schools in that region.
So what year were you, what year did you graduate from Westmore again?
2002.
And then an assistant in 2003, and he said we're going to practice for 7 hours tonight.
Yes. And then don't forget about the 2-year Westwood Wolfpack stint with Fred Lucas. That was fun, too.
I still want one of those. Fred Lucas, if you're listening today, I still want one of those sweatshirts you're keeping over there. All right, Coach Rice, great to visit with you. Good luck to the Panthers throughout the rest of the fall of 2022.
All right. Thank you very much.
And you're listening to WRMJ.